I think these people know that they've shit in their nest, as I've said. I think they feel guilty, but I think more than anything, they feel that they have lost the only purpose they had for living, and they want to see if they can destroy us because they're so much more miserable. And of course, it's impossible to destroy us. Down with stuff clear up on the top. Dogs and cats, and we went clear across the United States. And then you, some of you came clear across the United States and from up from California and Washington. Jesus, how many we have here from Pennsylvania, for instance, who came? Pennsylvania, wave your hands. Look at that, Pennsylvania. How many here from New York that came this way? New York came this way. I came from New York directly. How many came over from Indiana in the beginning of the creek? Long, long way. From these thousands of miles, 3,000 one way, 6,000 another way, and they still got their shit together. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. Oh, Father, you brought the soul away. Against the oppressive forces of exploitation. The members of the PNCs here that have been so kind to share movies with us, they're picking up our projectionists. Take our movies, we're going to share with them, and leaving a movie for us to share tomorrow night. So we're very grateful for solidarity of the people, aren't we? Wonderful. How's the nation? Always active, always busy. The assembly line making toys. We're on the move. We've got a long way to go to meet the needs of so many who want to come to Guyana. Guyana, a great leader in the third world. This government is a great leader in the third world, and we're so happy to find Guyana as our home. That's our new Marcy doll that we're going to be using to help the cooperative. She says she's a socialist today, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. That's nice. Thank you, John. John Jones. Have any questions? Not the active leader would have been shot before now. Hear my ass while I'm talking. He'd been long since shot. I've just stayed a step ahead of the gun. And then when they get through the can, they get tired of trying on me, they try on my kids. It was my son that nearly got it the other night, two of them, as well as people who were just exactly like my son, Al Simon. That's not fun. So it looks like simple rules, I wouldn't have to keep talking about it. There's still more people packed over there than there are right here. You can be right here by my side. So we could all be, instead of, you block each other when you're sitting around, standing around that damn place there. Now, we'll have to have ushers. He said he's going to have ushers. This crew that sets up this place is going to also have to patrol this place and see that we keep the rules. Thank you. You may, Larry. We've got to patrol this place to see that that bat snake, what was it this afternoon when I was in the middle of the radio traffic, about 7 foot long. That some bitch bites you, you are finished. We've been blessed. And they brought in last week a bushmaster, about 8 foot long. And this time, and for the first time, it was in the open property. Nothing to worry about, because you stay right in our area, but you start wandering around through the roads and paths and jungle, you run into a lot of things. Plus some Indians who don't like the way white folks and other folks, so-called black folks, have treated them. It's better stay where you are and be thankful, because you got a nucleus of protection here that you can't beat. If we want to move any place, we move together. Because you'll find yourself like the man that we were describing here that wandered out just a little bit. Tiger killed one. They killed him over in the schoolyard in Port Khartoum with a tiger. Another one had, one of our workers had his eye clawed out with a tiger. All kinds of nice little things out there that can stop people. And you better be thankful for what you got. Because I like the challenge of it. If you move as a group, you got no problem with those things. Because every time we run into one of those snakes, big or small, as a large group, we handle them very well. But we surely ought to be keeping the rules, staying where we belong, because kidnapping is a real possibility. Enemy's not going to be too happy about what happened the other night here. They ain't going to like that because they've got a missing person on their hands. He's missing in many directions. Hard to find him. I never seen a sucker so missing in so many ways. And they're naturally going to go back, and today they were pissed as they could be at the number of people we were able to muster on the streets. Things haven't been, this hadn't been their week. Thus far it hadn't been anyway. And they're not going to be happy over one of their treacherous bastards not going to come home. Some of you don't know even what goes on around you. You know, somebody came. He's a man who came to dinner and stayed. And almost got cooked. You don't know how close. You don't know how close. Our Dr. Shack is a wonder. Not only can he put you together, he knows how to take you apart. Thank you, Jesus. And if he had not been visiting so long, we would have had a nice stew. Oh, shit, that's what we... I thought it said that's something when it takes a white Jew to tell us niggers and Indians how to do that, because that's what we did all the days of our life. When we got one of them fuckers, the first thing we did was cut him up and eat him. Look at him fooled at it. Yeah. Best protein in the world. The medical people say the best protein in the world. Some bitch never been good for nothing that all of his life. A fucker would have been good for something if we'd have cooked him. Some of you are too Christian. You're too goddamn Christian. That's your trouble. Shit, I'd have put a little mustard and a dab of ketchup and some hot peppers and said, in the name of Jesus. That's what we ought to have done to the first one that landed on the Plymouth Rock. Hey, come, fucker, you've been late. We're overdue for a long meal. We had to share him in the swamp. I didn't like that. Blessings. Some of these folks don't know what time of day it is. But don't fuck with us, I can tell you that. Truth. Talk a leader that had this kind of a movement. Shit, they're wiping Huey Newton out. They're wiping him out, and he hasn't got anybody behind him. Had a rally for him the other day. We had 366 of our own people plus another 100 extra people on the line today, between 400 and 500 people on the line for Huey Newton with our people. They produced 200 people, less than 200, two of which were black. Two of which were black, our members. 188 whites. 188 whites and two blacks. Huey Newton, head of the Black Panthers. Now, that's what you think is hope. Every time you thought this goddamn place was going to fall down, I said, the district attorney in San Francisco has cleared us of all charges. Woo! Some of you thought we can go right home. But what kind of a home is it where a black leader, the head of the Black Panther Party, who fought with guns and struggled against these sons of bitches for years, call a rally for his defense, and they've got him hung with murder of a woman that was a prostitute that they can't even find her true identity of whether she even existed. Her only the only witness to the murder is another prostitute with a long, long record. She's got a felony hanging over her head right now, which they're not prosecuting, waiting until this trial's over. It's obvious they're using that to blackmail, white male her into telling what they want said about Huey. Then they come up with this goddamn fiasco that Huey's supposed to pull off to try to kill her, and they go to the wrong address. And it was an ex-Panther who gets shot down by the little old lady who happened to be there with the gun to shoot him. Now, you know that bullshit. Nobody believe that. Nobody believe a story like that. Little old lady takes on three Panthers, and none of them belong to the Black Panthers now. All of them ex-Panthers. And little old lady takes on three and shoots one. Shit. Now, you may believe that story, but I don't believe that story. One of them, the one that was killed, was supposed to have a submachine gun. And somebody gets him with a 38. Somebody knows better than that. Region knows anything about guns, know better than that. I've got different kinds of stories. She's supposed to held him there till the police got there. Now, can you imagine a little old lady holding three people with submachine guns till they get there? Oh, shit. It was all a police setup, and the guy that worked for him, the ex-Panther, didn't know it, just like every fucker that works for the police. He didn't know what the fuck was in for it. He wouldn't have stayed around and waited. But when he got there, they conveniently had him bumped off. That was the price he paid for thinking and playing along with them trying to get Huey Newton. Now they got Huey Newton right in a goddamn corner. No way out of it. He's going to trial sure as hell. He announced yesterday. He goes to trial. On murder, one. On conspiracy to murder, whatever that charge is, the lawyers can talk about. I don't know. Now that's America, 1977. And good God knows they wanted to get a man. If they want to get him, he's got a handful of people. None of those were Panthers, 188 white and two black. None of them were Panthers. His Panther Party's practically gone to hell. But he's written very good books. You'd think he'd be popular if the country had any gut or spine. But you'd think they'd be interested in what happened to a man of the people like that. And obviously, if they're going after a man that hasn't got anybody following you anymore, they sure as fuck going to want me when I got 800 over here and 366 fuckers marching around the streets. Your common sense would tell you that. Just because you're not up here, you should be clapping no matter where you're sitting, goddammit, or where you're standing. And to continue to do that, continue to struggle to do that. Hell, it's obvious I don't want anything out of life because my life hadn't been worth a plug damn nickel ever since I took this revolution on. I'm a man who never counts on tomorrow. I go to bed never knowing whether... That's why I don't go to sleep. Because I know you need me, so I keep my fucking eyes open and my ears open. And it's been good I have on several occasions since I've been here even. Anyway... Obviously, if you make something here, make success, you're going to get the share of it. No place on earth, as I read Cynthia's letter today, it was a beautiful letter. How many heard it? Beautiful letter. More ought to write like that because then Professor Tropp's working on a book thing like that. I'll be incorporated. That letter, by the way, ought to be picked up in rough form, sent back to newspapers, socialist newspapers, particularly sent back to Charles Gary, so he can see the thinking of some of our people. Back to war with that old codger all the time because he's afraid. He's afraid of the newspaper. Everybody's getting afraid anymore. Afraid to do this, afraid to do that. I have to do everything today in spite of him. It's weary. Yeah, and he's a good guy, but everybody's getting afraid. And some of you want to go back to the United States. Are you crazy? Crazy in hell. You haven't got good sense. This ant got better brains in one half of its hemisphere of a brain than you got. And you talk about wanting to go back that mess. And you want to talk about making money here, and you really mean business about it, then we'll do that. There are ways to do it outside of this project, too. But we're going to have to find ways to make money. We do. Everybody can be sitting on Easy Street and building a liberation at the same time. Yes. Who's next? Yes, Jane.
Bob, I was wondering, could we grow our own coffee?
On a rubber farm, a few acres made him... $81 million U.S. dollars and retired. Rubber is, you know, the fuckers in the United States, that's all they like to do is ride on the freeway. That's what some of you want to go back. Some of you had your goddamn necks broken already. You'd have been pushed off of some damn bus and crippled. Right now, you think about how many of these 800 people would have been in an automobile accident. Now, you really have to try to get in an automobile accident out here. In the United States. Not to mention muggings, not to mention killings. Jesus, you don't know how grateful we ought to be. We are not grateful enough. They don't want this, they go to sleep in peace. How many have had a robbery in your home at one time or another? Look at their fucking hands. Now what I'm talking about, an attempt or a robbery. And by God, if you run across one of them, they'll kill you. It's something to consider. How many have been robbed in the street or mugged or attempted to be? That's a lot of hands. A lot of hands. And I won't go on about rape because I know there's painfully here a number of sisters that have been raped and some brothers. We are not grateful enough. Got two little shitheads in here. One of their brothers here, Maurice, one of the best in the world. They're giving me trouble in the headquarters. They want to go back. They want us to pay their way. I said, the fuck they'll pay their way back. They can swim back. Maurice is a fine brother, and his sister here is fine. And two little spoiled assholes said, Dad will pay him back, but Dad didn't when they got on there. Dad denied that one of them was his. And you goddamn people and your relatives, you always think your relatives love you. Call them up and ask them to send you a ticket. I said, sure as hell, we ain't anxious for you to come out here. Call them up and see if you, but you call collect. Shit. You know, we didn't take a telephone call.
Hell, they sure will do like hell. They'll send you to hell quick if you stay around them. Because when I left them back there, I said I was coming here if I had to stay and follow shit out, dog shit out, where the dog shit at. Run stayed my son one second. You ever said?
Goddamn truth. The Prime Minister said to Sir Lionel Luckoo that we gave them the strength they needed when they needed it most, that our presence was vital to their national interest. But we saw this country in a place where it looked like it was going to be overcome. We had to fight for our land, goddammit. And they're pissed at us because we saved the country from their designs. Up to now, we've saved it for socialism. And we're still here. They're afraid, goddammit, we'll get stronger. And we're having babies all the time. They're afraid we're going to get strong and come back. That's what the fuck's the matter with them. Yeah. They're trying like hell, he said. My son Johnny said, to keep us out of the economic system, because once we get in there, they know we've had it. We get into the fabric, woofing fabric of this nation, and they tried for a while to keep us out of the party. Now we're in the People's National Congress, the ruling party, and we have more of us than there is in the whole district. And we're on the road, and they know we're on the road, honey. Jesus Christ, never saw people come so far. In the name of socialism, it ought to cause a glorious jubilee down in the soul. It ought to cause a shout of thanksgiving. And with the fire that has power over heaven and earth. Because I'll enter your world and I'll teach you. I came to the fear of earthquakes. Did you used to have a great dread and fear of earthquakes?
Yes, Father.
You haven't spoken to anyone here about that?
No.
No need for me to prove my power. My power is self-evident. Every week someone healed of paralysis or heart trouble or blood clots. One woman had so many blood clots they couldn't count them. Broken bones. But nonetheless, it goes on with healing protection. You had a lot of difficulty in the right leg.
Yes, Father.
You've told no one here about it, is all.
No.
By the power that is in Father's name,
yes, Father.
Move it, because there's a clot that was about,
yes,
in the process of dislodging and going into your brain,
yes,
that would have,
yes,
left you,
thank
paralyzed
you,
the rest of your days. But if you'll notice now, the soreness there at the back is gone.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
And to me.
You had to get her. We did right over there. Doxy? Doxy.
It's me.
I know.
I don't have any license plates.
We'll have to get you a know-how.
Huh?
We'll have to get you a know-how.
A white hound?
We'll have to get yours anyhow, because you live on the property.
Do you want some french fries?
Are you on a trip?
Go ahead.
You're trying to put me on.
No, if I don't, then I'm black and white.